Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's 38 Special bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of more things I want to talk about. I want to agree with President Obama, and I want to disagree with President Obama vehemently in the latter case. Yesterday, Grace Marie Turner was here with the Galen Institute, and she reported to us about one of the nightmares that Obamacare is going to create. As of today, for some of us, and as of January 1st, 2016, for others. And this is a penalty that you and I are going to pay. I'm going to read this. This is from an article that Grace Marie wrote that basically quotes the law. Small businesses that reimburse employees for premiums for health insurance, which I do. I do that. We write a check to our employees and tell them go find the insurance that you want. We're not big enough to have a big plan, right? So we just say go find the insurance you want, but we want to pay for it this amount of money. We give them an amount of money every year. It's not a small amount. In fact, it should be enough to pay their premiums. So we write them a check. So here's what Grace Marie says. For those employers who pay the premiums for health insurance, will be fined up to $36,500 a year per employee under a new Internal Revenue reg that takes effect today. Now, here's the thing. The Affordable Care Act, there's nothing in the Affordable Care Act that says that they get to do that. This is literally what the Obama administration, through the IRS, they've written regulations. The Obamacare 2,200 pages said nothing about fining you and me for paying for our plan, for our employees. But the regulators have written this in and have given the power of the IRS to fine you and me to collect this money from us if we're paying for our employees. Now, why are they doing that? Because they don't want us doing that. They want people signing up they don't want us supporting them. They want the employees to go to the subsidies, and to go to the exchanges. So this is what people hate about Obamacare. This is one of the things I hate about Obamacare. This is what I warned you about in 2009, 2010, when it was being proposed and when it was signed. And ever since then, I and Grace Marie and others have warned you about this. Not just the law; it's the ideology that the people behind the law have in their mind, and that is they want to control all of this. They don't want to give you and me any options. And when we take the options that we've been able to do in the past to take care of our employees, they're going to fine us up to $100 a day per employee, maximum $36,500 per employee per year, just because you're doing the right thing for your employees. Now, I don't know. I'm not giving you the whole story. I'm giving you the top lines of the high points of the story. You need to go find this. You need to go read more about this, so you make sure that you comply, so you don't get fined. I'm literally going to have to stop paying my employees health care insurance. Otherwise, I'm going to get fined. So tell me what's wrong with that picture, right? This is what's so horrible about Obamacare, and this is one of many things that make it a horrible, horrible anti-business law. And we got to get rid of it. That's all there is to it. All right, now I'm going to switch horses. I'm going to flip completely over and completely agree with the president. In even though many of my people that I agree with on other things don't agree with the president on this, and this is the overtime rules. Currently, certain salaried employees who make more than $23,660 a year cannot claim overtime. So if you make $30,000 a year and you work overtime, you can't be paid overtime. Now, the president wants to raise the threshold to a little over $50,000 a year. Now, in my opinion, I think he's right about that. Here's why I feel that way. I don't think someone who makes just over $23,000 a year should have to work overtime without being paid. Unless you've got some kind of a leveraged compensation plan. So let's say you make $60,000 a year, and you know you're going to have to work 50 hours a week going in, you're willing to do that, but you also may have the ability to earn more money in a bonus or some kind of profit sharing or something like that. If your extra hours you're working is helping you to leverage that bonus, then that's a good thing. I'm okay with that. But I don't think a company, and I wouldn't do this, and I don't think you should do this, I don't think if you pay your people more than $23,000, you should be able to take them off hourly, put them on salary, so you can work them overtime and not pay them. I think that's wrong. So in this particular case, with regard to the concept of what he's talking about, maybe not the numbers, but the concept, I think President Obama's right. We shouldn't be abusing our employees. If you have interns, pay your interns minimum wage. Pay them something. If you have employees who are not making a lot of money and you put them on salary, don't do that to not pay them overtime. If you work them overtime, pay them overtime. You should do that. The people deserve that. If they do the work, they should get paid. That's how I feel about it. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not always predictable, right? 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.